Hey, this is Drew Weber, and I want to do a review on a miniature pair of binaural stereo microphones. Before we move on any further, I want to let you know how I am recording the voiceover or speech for this podcast. I am using the intro mics of a Zoom H2 recorder, and it is set to record in MP3 format, and I don't know how many kilobytes per second. It's actually my girlfriend's H2, and this is how it's set up to record. I didn't realize that when I started out the voiceover tracks. So now you know, let's continue talking about these mics. Now, I did purchase these from the Sound Professionals. As well, I want to tell you that Audio-Technica mic capsules are used. I want to give you first off the model of these mics. And you can find these at soundprofessionals.com. They are SP-BMC-20. So I want to first talk to you about pricing. These mics sell for around $200, give or take some. Now, I think I paid about $215 for these mics. Granted, some additional things. I got a warranty, 2-year warranty, which was a few dollars. I got a case for the mics, which is about $4 onto that. And I'm not really sure. I don't remember or not if they're sales tax or what, but they're really nice microphones. I was very, very surprised in the make of the mics. So basically what I'm going to do in this podcast is describe to you the microphones. I'll also describe the case that is optional that you can get for them. And I will give you some sound examples from these microphones. I will tell you now that I'm going to be using 3 different recorders that I will give you sound samples from. The Olympus DS2, which of course is a voice recorder. I know that the Olympus models are very, very popular among the blindness community. So I wanted to definitely give you that option. I want to give you some examples from a Zoom H2, which is a stereo recorder, and then a higher dollar recorder, which is the Sony PCM-D50. And most of the examples are going to come from the PCM-D50 because of just the better quality, and that's what I've done my captures with these microphones. So first off, let's talk about the case. The mics are in the case right now. The case, I have heard from a sighted person, looks like a smaller version of a handgun case. So, I don't know, makes me a little bit nervous carrying it around, but it's made of plastic on the outside. It's got a nice handle. The way that you can tell that the case is ready to be open is because there's a lip that goes down over the bottom of the bottom side of the case. The inside of this case, I've heard it's called egg crate. The mics come in a plastic bag. If you don't get them in the case, they'll still come in this little Ziploc bag. And as I pulled open this bag, I was very impressed with the cabling on the mics. It's a thicker cable than I expected. Now, I had talked to them previously from ordering the mics, the Sound Professionals, and they told me that it was a better grade of cable than the other Sound Professionals mics I had used, which a lot of people use, which is the in-ear binaural microphones. So the grade of cable on these mics, they feel more like they're more rubberized, which I felt quarter-inch guitar cables like. Now, they're not as thick as a quarter-inch guitar cable by any means, but they're definitely thicker than a headphone wire, and they seem to be shielded quite nice. I've really not got any RF noise through these mics at all, which has been really impressive. The mic capsules themselves are made of metal, and they're kind of shaped. If you hold them in your hand on their side, it's kind of a rectangular shape. At the bottom of it, where it connects to the wire, it's kind of got a slant in it where that connection is. On the back of the mics, there are small clips, which are very small, and they are kind of hard to use, to be honest with you. I mean, I've clipped them on my shirt before. I've clipped them on a couple other things, but you can manage with it. Also coming with the microphones are 2 windscreens, and they come with them. They don't have to pay any more for them. They are 2 windscreens. They're made of foam, and they work quite nicely. I've actually taken them out into the wind, and the windscreens do a pretty nice job. So you're probably wondering, if you know anything about binaural mics at all, how they are called binaural or why they are called binaural if you can clip them onto your shirt. You know, I would call them quasi-binaural because they don't actually go into your ear canals, but you can, in fact, clip them onto a hat or glasses. I choose sunglasses. I thought that you would use maybe a small metal frame of sunglass, but really what I've found is the clips work much better with a bit bigger frame, which is a plastic style frame. Another thing I really like about the microphone cabling is that unlike a pair of stereo like headphones or even like the in-ear binaural mics, you don't have any type of little divider that, okay, the mics come apart so far and then they go into this little tie and they're together the rest of the way down. These mics, you're actually able to spread them all the way apart until it gets to the stereo eighth inch plug. And that is kind of cool because, I mean, if you need them further apart to clip them onto something, you have that capability. And I don't know how many feet of cable come with these mics, but it's a good length. One thing I kind of dislike about the end is it's not an L shape. It's just a straight eighth inch. So you don't really have the option of plugging into a recorder if the jack is on the side and stick it into your pocket. So what I've done is I have a little headphone extension cable, which of course is thinner wire and probably, you know, introduces some, you know, unwanted sound to the recording, but I can go ahead because that has an L shape and plug those in. So you might be able, if you would want to buy these mics from the sound professionals, you might be able to request, hey, can I get an L-shaped connector on the end? Now, let's talk about sound quality a little bit. The sound quality from these mics is really incredible with both the Zoom H2 and, of course, the Sony PCMD50. One thing I've noticed about these mics is they have a very, very high volume level output. So, you know, you don't have to crank your preamp up as loud to be able to get a high volume out of these mics. You've got a couple options when you order these mics of different attenuations. I got the medium sound to high volume attenuation. And these do require plug-in power as any other miniature condenser mic would need. And so, of course, recorders normally provide maybe, 2 to 4 volts of plug-in power. And you're able to get from the sound professionals if you'd want a plug-in power module that offers 9 volts to the mics. And I think I might have a demonstration of why you may want to use the plug-in module if you're at a very, very loud source. I've got a recording of myself playing drums and I had earplugs in, and I mean, I was just pounding them, and you can tell that the mics were getting too much to take. And I tried 2 different recorders to show that it wasn't the recorder. I started off by recording the PCMD50, and then I switched to the Zoom H2 just for a couple things, and you hear the same sound, the right channel of the mic kind of cutting out. And so I believe that's what the plug-in power box would correct. And as I'm sure everyone is really excited to get to the audio footage and examples of the mics, let's do that now by going to those drum samples that I was talking about. First from the Sony PCMD50 and then from the Zoom H2. Now, I realize that from the PCMD50 for those drums, you got a lot longer clip than you did from the Zoom H2. I do realize that, but I believe you will still be able to hear from the H2's recording the sound of that right mic in the right channel cutting out. So you can tell that that is not the recorder, but that is actually the microphones. And I believe that is, of course, from not using enough power into those mics that power module from the sound professionals would give. So now let's go ahead and jump over to the Olympus DS2. Once again, this is the voice recorder. It's recording in low attenuation and what they call high quality, which is 128 kbps Windows Media Audio format. The limiter is engaged, which it is always engaged. You can't turn that off. And you're going to be able to hear some drums with this recorder. And before the drums, I'm going to do some voiceover or speech that you'll be able to hear. And that will give you some quality of what these mics sound like in this recorder. Once again, this is the Olympus DS2. All right, so I want to give you guys some tests with some loud sounds going into the Olympus DS2 model of the recorder. Let me do a test real quick for you. I'm just going to do a sound that I do with my tongue, and you'll be able to kind of hear it as it drops. As far as when that sound is done, you'll hear it pull up all the reverb. I'm in my basement right now, which has a lot of reverb in it, as you can tell, or at least not a lot, but enough to, with AGC, pull it up when I'm done talking. So let me go ahead and do the sound. Okay, so that is what these mics sound like as far as with voice and that tongue sound, and you can kind of tell with this recorder about the limiter. Of course, a snare drum. Kind of see what it does with a kick. So that's kind of just a simple sample test with this recorder to give you some loud sounds, some soft sounds, and even some talking with these mics worn by, at least quasi-binaurally, again, clipped onto a pair of sunglasses that I have. All right, let's jump over to the Zoom H2 now, and you're not going to actually hear a lot of big capture with it as far as a lot of loud sound, but I'm going to give you some vocal sound or speech or voiceover, whatever you may want to call it, to kind of let you hear the preamps in the recorder with these mics. And just because it's speech, I'm going to set it on the middle intonation level, and you'll be able to tell how this recorder reacts with these mics with speech or vocals.
Oh my goodness. Can he climb up there by himself? Are you serious? Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
All right, now let's jump back to the PCMD50 and let's head outside for a little bit of weather. You're going to hear some crickets. And the mics are going to be worn binaurally or quasi-binaurally on sunglasses in this recording. And so you'll be able to get a feel of how this, the outside world, if it were, sounds with these mics. And I did have the windscreens on. This is with the Sony PCMD50. And sticking in the mode of weather, let's go outside into a rainstorm. Now, the first capture you're going to get is just a stereo capture with the mics worn on my shirt, clipped onto my shirt. And that's the first clip that's going to be played. And then that's going to fade out. And I'm going to play you a clip with the thunderstorm with the mics worn quasi-binaurally, once again on sunglasses. And this is a really cool clip because I was able to capture the storm from going from a medium or soft rainfall to a intense or hard rainfall with thunder in the background. And I think that is really a cool capture. So here is the PCMD50 from Sony with these mics, with these two rainstorm captures that I have talked with you about. All right, now here's an interesting concept. Capturing surround sound binaurally. I wanted to compare the in-ear binaural mics from Sound Professionals with these mics. And so I thought, you know, how cool would it be to see if, you know, a surround sound capture from a movie would in fact record, and as far as in binaural, that you could hear the planes or whatever behind you. So that's what I'm going to try right now. And I have captured just a small clip of planes flying and different things of that nature. First, we're going to go with the mics that we have been listening to. And then we're going to switch over and play pretty much the same clip captured with the in-ear binaural microphones from Sound Professionals. These captures are made with the, of course, Sony PCMD50 recorder. And I will say that I have maximized volumes to their peak levels on both of these captures, just as I have with all the other captures that I've played in this episode for this podcast. So let's see what we think of this surround sound captured with both of these sets of mics with the Sony PCMD50 recorder. Very interesting indeed. That was a pretty cool experiment, and I, you know, believe that we'll be able to tell a difference in the sound quality from both of those sets of microphones. So now I just have a couple more things I want to do. All the drummers right now are maybe sad that, you know, the capture from the drums turned out the way it did. So I want to give you a normal capture of drums without earplugs, without pounding the heck out of the snare and all the other drums and cymbals. I want to give you a short capture from just a little drum clip that I played with these mics, the mics that we've been talking about, and Sony PCMD50 recorder. Alright, I believe that that gives you hopefully a good example of what these mics can do. Let me give you one more clip. I want to give you an old clock that has been in my family for a number of years. This is probably one of the most interesting clocks I've ever heard with the different chords. And let me tell you this too, a couple of the chimes are broke within the clock, so that's unfortunate. But this will close out this episode of the podcast. Appreciate you guys' time and listening, and you know what? I have definitely found a new pair of mics that I'm going to enjoy. Wanted to share them with you guys so that maybe if you guys are interested or in the market for a set of mics that can be worn as binaural, quasi-binaural, rather, and or stereo, this is definitely a good set to look into. Thank you very much, Drew Weber. If you want to contact me, feel free to visit my website. Of course, it's dwallthingsaudio.com. If you want to send me an email with questions about the mics, anything like that, any other audio questions, that is info@dwallthingsaudio.com. Thank you guys so much. Talk with you soon.